Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it, or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Live.
You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am. You down with Rappaport? Yes, I am.
You better tune in, iamrappaport.com. Cause every single podcast, you know he drops bombs. I seen him on set, a seasoned vet with true talent. Catch him on his way to CrossFit, rocking the New Balance. He asked me to do the track, cause he know I rhyme elite. But I'm just waiting for the Robert De Niro line of the week. Breakfast of champions, toasted bagel, cream cheese, and lox. This is I Am Rappaport, the show never stops. You might catch him out in public, stretching his knees. But if you don't listen to the show, yo, wigga please.
Wigga please.
This is the
I Am Rappaport podcast, and we're back.
G Monetti here. I got Hollywood questions for the fans out there.
Yeah.
I always hear this shit. I always hear it. Yo, the threatening black man. Tell me what that's about. Who is that? What is that?
Well,
you in Hollywood. Tell my ass.
Wait, what did you say? The threatening. What do you mean Hollywood?
Like they say. I heard it like, he's too threatening.
As an actor?
Yeah, like we can't cast him because it's a threatening black man. What does that mean?
Yo, you know what it means. The reality of it is this. I was talking to my father about this the other day. I was like, I want to set up a safe forum. This is what I'm working on next. A safe form. I don't know if it's a show or it's a series of shows or it's like a short term 6-episode thing or it's 10 films with 10 directors, and I want to call it On Race. And it's a safe form to articulate people's feelings about race, all the insecurities, all the fears, all the paranoia, all the myths, all the facts, everything in between. Because when you speak about race, I could sit here on the I Am Rappaport podcast, my own fucking podcast. This is the fear. I could say something that's misconstrued, or I'm talking and I'm not like, it's not a script. And you could say something that I've done it before. I've done it before. You say something, I'll go back to it. I'll talk about this. I already squashed this, but I referred to Spike Lee as a shit stain. Now, we move past this. I've spoken to Spike Lee. I feel like that got out of context. It got out of hand. Squashed that quote-unquote beef. It wasn't a beef, but I reached out to him. But one of the ramifications when I called him a shit stain was, now I could have said he's a fucking asshole, he's a prick, he's a douchebag, but I said shit stain. There was no racial connotation in my head. But some people, and the word shit stain is a funny insult. Like, it's a good insult. Like, cocksucker. It has a certain je ne sais quoi to it. Cocksucker, motherfucker, shit stain. You know, whatever you're fond of. So when I was referring to Spike Lee as a shit stain, again, I'm not trying to revise that because I'm just talking about the word. Some people accuse that being as a racial slur.
Right, of course.
No, but you would think, how could that, like, I was like, how is shit stain a racial slur? Then I'm like, oh, because a shit stain would be brown. No, but that's not what, but the point is, now that was nothing. It's me and Spike Lee. It's a non-beef. But the thing that hurt my feelings was that people said, "Yo, it's some racial shit. Why are you calling him a shit stain?" Right. So what I'm saying is like, in this day and age of the Twitter era and the Vine era and the Instagram era and the fucking internet, something could just be it could fuck you up. You could say some shit and it could literally fuck you up. Like, look at the president of Sony. You know, you know, like, it could happen. I mean, there's plenty of people that have said racial shit,
but and it's shit about bullshit about Obama. I read that shit.
No, but I'm just saying, or like I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but like that Philadelphia Eagles player who was like, "I'll fuck any of you N-words."
Oh, Riley
like,
Cooper, fuck
like,
him.
Yeah, but okay, but I'm just saying though, like, you know, in this day and age, like, race is so sensitive, and I want to try to figure out a way to have a safe discussion about race. Where you could articulate yourself, you might not be right. You're articulating your feelings, your thoughts, and it's not going to wind up backfiring, and you're going to wind up getting fired from your fucking job. But you see what I'm saying? That's the fear of it. In private, like, we've had many conversations about race and black and white and stereotypes, and I love these conversations, and I love them from all points of view because I think they should be happy because you could say, oh, I never thought you thought of me or my people like that, and I could say, damn, you think that all white people are, you know, whatever the context is. So when you say to me about Hollywood and...
Like, what is that?
You like, tell me what you think it is.
The threatening, like he's, I've heard that. He's a threatening black man. What the fuck is that? Like, in my mind, I'm like, okay, who is he fucking threatening?
White people.
Why?
Because.
The way he looks?
The way he looks.
Well, let's examine that.
It could be, but you could say, well, Billy Bob Thornton is too threatening to play a likable dad because he has a certain quality about him as an actor, right? Billy Bob Thornton, right?
Right.
Using him as an example, great actor. Not in any. I gotta explain myself. Not in any disrespectful. Right, right. I love Billy, but you see, you gotta explain.
I love
yourself.
Him too.
Okay, but Billy Bob Thornton, you could say he's too threatening. Can't cast him as that because he just has a look about him. He has a sneer about him as an actor.
That's different, though.
No, but I'm saying you're saying as far forget Hollywood, threatening black man. Cheap Jews, hook nose pricks, Puerto Ricans who steal hubcaps. This is all Lenny Bruce shit. Like, these are all stereotypes and realities. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm going out on a ledge
talking like this because I'm very passionate about, you know, people being able to explore and articulate themselves, good, bad, or indifferent, without it you being... you know, exonerated from the world because you said something that's not, it could be fucked up, but everybody has feelings and everybody has, stereotypes and everybody has racial
hang-ups.
They do.
Everybody does.
Period. I don't care. It doesn't make you bad. It makes you, it would make you not alive if you didn't have that.
Because you live in a certain society that, yeah.
People are different. You once said to me, I remember you said this to me a long time ago. You were like, If I'm alone on the street, it's the same shit Mark Cuban said. He goes, and there's 10 black kids coming down the street making noise and being rowdy and all that shit. I'm going to be uncomfortable. And if there was 10 spacemen coming down the street acting rowdy and they were different from you, you're going to be uncomfortable because, yo, they're making noise. If it's 10 Hasidic Jews, big fucking Hasidic Jews, coming down the street looking to fuck some shit up,
you're not gonna
be like, oh, these are Hasidic Jews, they're soft. If they're looking to fuck shit up, they're looking to fuck shit up.
Let me tell you, where have you ever seen some Hasidic Jews ready to tear shit up?
I'm saying in terms of, but have you seen 10 black dudes ready to tear shit up?
Of course.
Okay.
But
it's just fear, man. It's fear. Like, white people, I can't speak for all white
people. My question was, who is that?
Who's what?
The threatening black person. Who fits that stereotype? It's not Will Smith, right?
No.
It's not Denzel Washington.
Denzel could, as an actor, he could do that shit. As an actor, he gets down.
But I'm saying threatening, like no. Threatening.
You would say like in a stereotypical way in Hollywood, but he's such a good actor. But like when Sam Jackson first came out, the kind of parts that he played, Jungle right. Fever, he's a crackhead, loud talking. Like if you do you feel like, oh, like I could intimidate a white dude by doing this, this, and this? Break it down.
Right. Okay.
It's like Eddie Murphy, like in his thing, he's, I had to go into all my black shit.
Right.
What is that? Eddie Murphy and his Delirious Kid, I went into all my black shit. Like, man, what the fuck you talking about, man?
Yeah, okay.
Talk about, break that down. See, because right. The only way, it has to be a back and forth. The racial stereotypes, man, It's terrible. And we act like they don't exist anymore and all this shit because everybody listens to the same fucking music. I don't care if you listen to the same fucking music. It's better than it was before, but it's still fucked.
You know what I would do?
What's the Eddie Murphy when he says I'm going into my black right. routine? What is that?
This is what I would do.
What
if I was Obama and his wife?
Yeah,
you done got 2 years left, right?
Yeah,
that last week or that last year, I'd say fuck it,
and do what?
Michelle, you gonna get your braids, right? Braid your shit up. Be who you are. Braid it up. And I'm going to talk shit to these motherfuckers. Then we're going to fucking ride off into the sunset. Because you done put up with 8 years of this shit. They dissing the shit out this motherfucker, right?
Right.
See, the presidency don't matter when you win it.
When you what?
Listen,
once you win it, you're fair game.
Listen, the presidency don't matter because you're in it.
What do you mean, because you're in it?
Because a black person's in it. That's why they dissing them. They never diss motherfuckers as much as they diss him.
I disagree. Now, I'm not
this
a...
Wait.
Bush, they... Yo.
Look here.
Bush.
This motherfucker...
Not even close.
Wait. He got more death threats than all of them.
I'm not talking about death threats. Of course he's going to get more death threats. I'm talking about getting shitted on. I mean, yo.
No!
Bush.
So you would say...
Bush got it worse.
You would say Bush and he got just, it worse
yes.
than the first black president? Come on, yo.
Collectively, he got it worse. Obviously, the Obama shit is racial fused, but he's also
that's
a Democrat.
More.
But he's also, yo, but Bush.
That means more.
Yo, did you never saw this. Other people have seen it. The Will Ferrell one-man show he did where he played. You have to watch it.
Okay, I'll watch it.
You have to watch it. I can't remember what it is, but Will Ferrell did a one-man show where he plays George Bush. You have to watch it. And you,
I'll watch it.
Okay.
I'll watch it.
Because you don't watch shit, Gerald.
But when you say it.
Of course, but the first black president got the most death threats. If he didn't, I'd be shocked.
See, like I said, it don't matter. Like, they shitting on him because he's black, man.
Of course. And he's a Democrat.
And remember you said in your podcast.
Yeah, what did I say?
I heard this shit. I was in Washington Heights driving.
And what'd I say?
Where they try to front on them, say, yo, your credit card is fucked
up.
Right.
When he's referring to when the president of the United States came to New York, he ate out, and his credit card somehow was declined, and somebody had the balls, had the audacity to go back to the president of the United States. I don't care if he's white, black, Chinese, first woman, Bush, you don't like Bush, Clinton, the president of the United States, and you had the Who has the balls to be like, Mr. President, your credit card
let's
is
go,
the, and then they
let's
had to
go
give
fuck
him,
with the restaurant. And let's go there.
Let's go to that restaurant.
Yep.
The I Am Rappaport, we're going to go to that restaurant. Like, who's the fucking
we're gonna
guy?
We're going to fucking seek that guy out.
We're going to find the guy who
better not be black.
Okay.
He better not be black.
I want to find
I'm going to lay into his
I
ass.
I want to see who, I'm going to say to him, pull your fucking pants down. He's going to go, what do you mean? I say, I want to see your balls, man. He's going to say, excuse me? I want to say, I want to see your fucking balls, brother. He's going to be like, I don't understand what you mean. Like, I want to see your fucking balls to see how big they are, to see how you could say to the president, your credit card has been declined. You need to give us another one.
That's my point. Whoa. That you're making my fucking point.
I want to see those balls, and I want to take a picture of them, and I want to Instagram those big balls. Because that motherfucker.
Yo, but that's my point. You see? That's my fucking point I was making. See, the presidency doesn't mean a lot because you win it. And why? Because you're a brother.
And
a Democrat.
And he's accessible. What about the dude I gave him a wig of please? He said, yo, to the president. This is a fact. What
he said?
He said to the president, don't talk to my girl.
See?
It was a black dude saying that to the president. And I'm like, yo, this is the president.
He had a white chick?
No, he had a black girl. You should get tackled by Secret Service. You don't talk to the president like, this is not your friend.
See, I couldn't be the president. I'll be dissing motherfuckers left and right.
He said, yo, I ain't gonna. He did it good because, first of all, number one.
He don't say shit right.
Now, you're saying he should. So if I'm the president, what do you think he should have said to the guy?
I'm going
to
tell you why this motherfucker don't say shit right.
Okay, go ahead.
He's not raised in black American culture. I'll ask all the black people listening. What motherfucker you know that was raised in Indonesia? We in the South. Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia. That's where we at. That's our roots. And that's from fucking slavery. So what motherfucker you know that, oh, I spent my summers in Indonesia. Where? See, Michelle comes from that stock that we come from. He don't. So he want to appease and but they dissing you. Fuck them. You the president.
Tell them to suck your dick.
Right? Ain't no higher office. Right? Why not diss these motherfuckers? They dissing you?
So you're saying who should he diss?
Everybody that's trying to talk that racist shit to him.
He should be like, say what?
He should say clever shit.
Like what?
Not really mean-spirited.
Should he say suck
my... But acknowledge the disrespect that you're getting.
Right, I know, I understand. You're saying clever shit. You're not going to be funny about it. You're
saying don't diss these motherfuckers straight out, but let them know that, yo, I understand what you're saying.
Right, I like all the little sideways.
The little subtlety. Nigga doing the State of the Union, and somebody call out, you're a liar.
You know what? You're going to jail, asshole.
Right. Yo, what money said? We're going to stop this shit right now.
Hold on. What you say?
Hold up. You dissing this office because it's a black person in this office. That's why.
So what?
So you lower the standard.
They shitted on Bush. That's one thing. But
They never did that to that guy.
Right.
They never did anything like that.
We're on some political shit today. We're on some CNN, NBC news shit. This is a political show. It's a sports show. It's
all kind of shit.
Yeah, we do all kind of shit. This is the I Am Rappaport podcast, and we're out.